Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Jay-Z respectfully turned down a song that was a number one hit for 12 weeks, y'all. Wait till you hear what song that was.
And my friend Garcelle Beauvais reacts to Scandoval and her son Oliver's involvement.
Plus, Iron Mike Tyson goes from marijuana to coffee. We'll explain.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Well, all right, honey. So what you got first, Timar?
Oh, you know I got some hot. All right, baby, y'all, Alicia Keys clearly isn't someone who holds grudges against people, even if they crash her performances. Mm. Don't y'all remember back in 2009 when Lil Mama infamously jumped up on that stage and crashed Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind performance during the VMAs? Mm. And as a result of that, she faced major backlash for years.
Oh, yeah.
As she should. Well, fast forward to Tuesday evening. It appeared all was well with Little Mama and Keys as the pair shared a long hug at the premiere of Teyana Taylor's new movie.
That was cool. I like
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't it nice?
I like to see it.
I'm just going to be honest. Alicia still seemed a little bit standoffish a little bit. Mm. Like she hugged her a little too tight, too long. But I'm here full of love anyhow.
Yeah. Could y'all hold a grudge like that long? I mean, the girl just was excited, honey, to get up on the award show. Y'all, she just ran on stage. Everybody just condemned
her. She was 19. Everybody makes mistakes.
That was a big mistake,
dog. She was 19.
No, and I don't think Alicia Keys was as bothered as the rest of the world was.
Yeah.
Really? I think she was bothered.
I think her and Jay-Z was bothered. And what bothered everybody else is before she walked on stage, I don't know if y'all saw, there was a moment where Beyonce tried to grab her.
Yes.
And she was like, get off me.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
And that's when everybody was like, oh.
Oddly enough, I watch that video every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jigga, Ed Sheeran says, hold respectfully past doing a feature on his massive hit single, The Shape of You. Now, while speaking to Rolling Stone, Ed revealed that he tried to get Hov on his 2017 hit, but he declined because he didn't think the track needed a rap verse. Mm-hmm. Ed told reporters, I sent him a song, he said, I don't think the song needs a rap verse. He's probably right. He's got a very, very good ear, and he usually gets things right. It was a very natural, respectful pass.
Aww.
Yeah, I put Ed Sheeran up
there. That was good.
Right? Instead of Lord Unkin. Well, despite Jay-Z's assessment, Ed ended up recruiting UK rapper Stormzy to bless the official remix with a verse, you know, a few months later. And get this, Stormzy would later reject the Jay-Z verse himself. So look at that circle of life coming back around.
First off, that seems wild to me for anyone to reject a Jay-Z verse. Like,
Jay-Z ain't God.
Brad, have you ever been turned down by any of your idols who you wanted to collab with?
Yup.
What?
Janet Jackson.
Really? She turned you down?
Before she dated JD.
Wow.
But if I was you, I would never talk to her whispering ass again.
Why?
Because she turned you down.
No, I wouldn't talk to her. I've seen her since then. You know, her and JD were together for like 9 years, so I've I've been around her and talked to her and everything.
Wait a minute,
then.
I'm not gonna let you slide. I don't call her whispering.
Whispering.
You know, Janet.
Hello, Brad. How are you? I promise I'll be worth the wait.
She might have actually said, yeah, you just didn't hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Garcelle Beauvais has entered the scandal. Sandoval chat, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
In the latest episode of Vanderpump Rules, Garcelle's son, Oliver, was filmed making out with Raquel Leviss.
The
one that had an affair with Tom Sandoval.
Oh, yes.
All right, a lot going on here. Well, while speaking to ET, Garcelle revealed how she felt about the makeout session, which appears to have been filmed in 2022 before the Sandoval drama, and while Oliver was still allegedly married to his estranged wife. Take a look.
Did you watch the episode or did you avoid the episode?
I watched it weeks later because we were away. We were in Vegas or days later, and I found myself washing it through my fingers. You don't want to see your kid make out. And it felt like it was like the entire episode. It felt like it slowed down to a crawl.
They literally slowed down the footage.
I couldn't take it.
Could you imagine, though, your son cheating on his wife? With somebody, I mean, and you know that person too. That's not a good look, honey.
It's alleged.
Well,
it's
alleged,
I mean, it also depends on, like, as the mom, if you like the wife. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
true.
Maybe you would have, like, sitting back there knowing that maybe she wasn't really the one for you, and you would prefer to be, you prefer your kid to be with someone else.
But guess
that's
what?
That's true.
That's why his daddy left her.
Wow.
Whoa!
He just hit under the bell, man.
Whoa!
Circle thing again.
Okay. Wow.
Oh, Gary been sharpening his knives for 24 hours,
okay,
man. He came here to cut today.
Coming for Janet? Coming for Garcelle? Next. Okay. HK and Tamar. How would you guys react if your kids want to do reality TV?
It depends on the show. Like, if I had a daughter, I wouldn't want on Baddie Self. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but like, as far as my sons, like, if they ended up on something like The Bachelor or The Apprentice or like Shark Tank, something that wouldn't bring shame to my family.
Because
at that point, I'm now Japanese. Right. Don't do this out of the family.
Right.
You
I would let
me.
Logan do a show like about gaming or something like that, but definitely not about his life and for sure not about mine.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Well, y'all, Mike Tyson got that sticky icky. Ooh, way to wake you up in the morning. Yes, y'all, the boxing legend has opened a coffee shop in the red district of Amsterdam called Coffee Shop Tyson 2.0.
Wow.
Woo, patrons of the shop will be able to puff pass, y'all, while enjoying some muffins and coffee.
Whoa.
Of course, Mike is really excited about that, and y'all, here's what he said. It's a dream come true to open... It's a dream come true to open our first coffee shop in Amsterdam. I can't wait to share some of my most beloved and undefeated goods in Europe. Mike Tyson has Yo, Mike Tyson has been in the cannabis field since 2016, and it's expanding. This is kind of lit, y'all.
Yes.
What y'all think?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love the red light district.
Me
in Amsterdam.
Too.
So now it gives me a reason to go.
Yes, you could always buy weed, but, like, Mike Tyson's got a coffee shop.
Really?
Well, that's the thing that's so funny to me is, like, being the heavyweight king of the world, like, you know what kind of athlete he was. We all know, like, how powerful he was in the ring. Would you have guessed then that he would have been a mastermind marketer?
Nope.
No.
I think
yes.
He's his very smart team,
really?
Too.
Good
Come
team
on, Mike.
And investors.
Bring the coffee shop to Atlanta.
Yeah.
It ain't legal.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, Stephanie,
well,
we all going to jail,
coffee.
Baby.
I mean, just regular coffee.
Yeah. bring the CBD version until Georgia gets their life together.
Sell the ears on the low. For the homies like me.
Okay. All right, moving on. Tamar.
Yes.
What's up, girl? You got your new single changed out for a couple weeks now, but now you created the open verse challenge on social media, and it's super cool. You gave all your fans a chance to show their lyrical skills. Now, I can only hum off key. That is a big fact. But HK, however, accepted the challenge. Check this out, you guys.
I thought you were the man of my dream.
Thought you was my dream girl. What you mean, girl? The way you move is like a movie, but this ain't Mean Girls. Are you trying to make a scene or just be seen, girl? Yo, I'm used to those menages in between girls.
Hey,
I'm never mediocre when I stroke you. I'm trying to give you the first letter that you see in Oprah. Get it? Them other dudes is looking petty to you. Many of your dreams, nah, more like Freddy Krueger. Crack.
I mean, it was easy because your record is so damn good.
Oh, thank you,
you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Tamar's out here with a big tune, and if you ain't streaming Change, wherever you getting your music from, man, you playing yourself.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Nice.
Now, this is the part that really just confused me a little bit, helped me out. Now, when he said that he would give you the, honey, the first letter in Oprah, so does that mean, like, the... Oh, like...
Yeah,
like
organ.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Oh, he was talking about giving you the organ?
Yeah.
No, the orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to be, you know, TV friendly.
But it is a double entendre. You can't get the organ.
Yeah. He references the organ earlier when he says something about mediocre.
Never mediocre when I stroke you. You know
what I mean? Oh, he's been listening.
Oh. Yeah. I know he was talking about maybe his liver or something. No, you have
Gary. See,
that's... Yeah. Because
that's the organ. No, but thanks, HK, for jumping on that. Like, you think, like, when you put out a record, you think it's going to be, like, singers who jump on it? Mm-hmm. But, like, you, like, blessed it and, like, killed it.
Oh, no, the beat was banging. Like, it sounded very rap fluent.
Yeah, you know? it was very rap fluent. I'm waiting on the brat to give hers. Thank you very much.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shout out.
All right, y'all. So up next, honey, Ben Affleck, honey, is out here being messy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it, baby. So we'll tell you more about it and how after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okie dokie. Ben Affleck stopped by late night with Jimmy Kimmel, and the chat quickly turned to Ben's Christmas party. He'd invited Jimmy, but he also invited Jimmy's former late night rival, Jay Leno. Talk about awkward. Check this out.
Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
And then Jay Leno and his wife Mavis walk in, and they come up, and we're talking, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, and all of a sudden you go, do you remember what you said?
I said something along the lines of, like, you have some kind of a death blood feud.
Yeah, don't you guys have, like, a feud or something? And we stood there in shock, and then you left, and then we were left.
I thought it'd be fun. Like, you know, you get the two little fish in a different color, and you put them in the bowl. You know what I mean?
Wow. So did they not get along?
So this feud goes back almost 15 years. Jay Leno's getting ready to retire from The Tonight Show, told Conan O'Brien he could have it. Conan O'Brien took over the show, and then shortly thereafter, Jay Leno took it back. I'm summarizing it a lot here. But Jimmy Kimmel took major offense to that and insulted Jay Leno to his face on his own show about it. So it's like it's been a few years, but it was a little pretty mean there for a minute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if he invited them both for the spirit of physical entertainment. Like, you know, because he thought maybe a fight would break out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? See if Jay could take it on the chin.
I didn't know non-blacks act like that.
You know what, HK? Bye.
Okay, y'all know Rebel Wilson recently got engaged to her lady, Ramona, and she just revealed what led up to them getting together. Rebel said... I was on Raya, and I'd done this experiment called Year of Love, where I just went out with anybody who asked me out. Oh. And I went out with about 50 different people.
Wow.
Well, one of the people who asked her out was a woman.
Oh.
And Rebel ended up getting dumped, but it made her realize she could have romantic feelings for women. Oh. And she met Ramona shortly after, y'all.
Oh. That's a wonderful story.
After getting dumped a few times.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you live and you learn.
50 people, though. Who has that kind of time?
Yeah, like, that sounds like it's supposed to be taped for TV.
Right.
Like, 50 people.
I never thought I could go out on 21 dates.
Really?
I did.
You sure did.
You did.
I did, and it was good for me because I met, you know, somebody amazing at the end. It's helpful.
Her and Evelyn found somebody. Gary, maybe you need to do
something.
Yeah,
you should,
Gary. We need to get Gary on Queen's Court. Come on.
Come on, Gary.
That would be a live season.
It would be
live. When's the last time you've been on a date?
What's your director?
Will Packer. I'm going to call him right now.
Will Packer, you need to do something for the other queen.
He knows Gary, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, how long has it been? Wait, do you normally ask people out or do you get asked out?
Neither one.
Neither one? Really? People don't ask you out? Because you're not putting that energy out
there. That's what I'm not. Yeah. I'll be honest, I'm not. So, but I need
to. Gary, leave here and go home, child. He ain't trying to keep
I go home and do like Brandy, honey. Just sit up in my room.
And why?
Happy.
No.
I know a guy who can send you out on multiple dates within a span of a few hours.
Really?
And they'll even pay you for your time.
Who?
Yes.
Wait, that's a pimp.
Wait, what?
You meet him how you meet him.
A pimp.
All right, so it's giveaway time, and here's the deal, my friends. James Cameron's Avatar: The Way of Water is now available for digital purchase, but we got 10, yes, 10 digital codes to give away so you can own the film. All you have to do is head over to dishnation.com/Avatar giveaway to enter. But hurry up, because Brat's typing right now.
Yes. Well, up next, Amber Rose dishes on the time she told Kanye no, and it's not what you think, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, we're back, y'all.
Hey.
Yay. Woo-hoo. So Kanye West is ex are back at it again.
Oh, Lord.
It's Julia Fox and Amber Rose. Ooh, child. Okay, the two ladies sat down on Julia's podcast, Forbidding Fruit, and Amber revealed that when her aunt died, Kanye tried to be supportive, but she didn't allow him to go with her to the funeral because of this.
So I called Kanye. I'm like, I need a ticket home, like, right now. My aunt just died. She's, like, my favorite person on earth.
Oh, no.
And he was like, I'll come with you. I'll come to Philly with you. I'll come to the funeral. Whatever you need. And I was like, you can't come to the funeral. The whole funeral is going to be about you.
Yeah,
like,
now you're pulling up to your auntie's funeral with Kanye West.
Yeah, I'm like, you just can't. I'm like, let me just go home.
You
and
know,
like,
he'd find the aux cord. He'd start, like, yeah, like, his new
playing
song.
Playing his new song.
Not the aux cord at the funeral, okay?
Yeah, he'd play, like, Father Stretch My Hands.
I know. Do y'all think Kanye would have, like, tried to sing one of his songs at somebody's funeral?
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Really?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Which aunt it was?
Huh? Which aunt?
Like, how many Amber Rose aunts do you know?
Right, but who's the mama?
Aunt Rose.
Well, have you ever gone to a funeral and somebody sang an inappropriate song?
Not an inappropriate song, but totally messed the song up completely where I couldn't do nothing but laugh.
Oh, word?
What was it?
It made the funeral more lighthearted. I don't know. Yeah. Some guy at my grandmother's funeral, that one of my aunties, we didn't approve this guy sing. He was a complete wino crackhead, and he got up there and sang, and I was just looking like, why, Lord? And we were just laughing. Under, we were trying not to laugh out loud, but it made it, like, a little lighter. Like, yeah. But it was like, oh, my God.
He put the fun in funeral. What?
Yeah, yeah, right? I'm sure my grandmother was laughing.
I saw this guy online sing All the Way Home at the funeral.
No.
Really? And then the pastor was tapping his foot in the back, and I was like, it's so much to unpack here.
Wow. All right, y'all, it's time for...
Didn't see Dish coming.
Well, y'all, robots are out here trying to put everybody out of a job. So a video went viral showing the future of eyelash extensions, and it's giving, you might need an eye patch eventually, y'all. Ouch. Is this scary or is it just me?
Yo, this is terrifying.
I wouldn't want a machine by my eye.
Me either. For eyelashes?
What?
Never.
Why not?
Because it's too close to my eye, and the smallest thing will irritate your eye or make you go blind.
Like, you know, what if it didn't get calibrated properly that day? You know what
and
I'm saying?
And then poke your complete eye.
Now you got eyelashes on the sides.
Right.
Your head's not all the way in yet. Suddenly you got eyelashes up here on your forehead.
Yeah.
A robot could take my trash out.
How about that? A robot can wash my car.
Hello.
That's a good one.
But what about a robot making love to you? I mean,
no,
that's good.
You,
now, women been on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what, HK?
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
man, y'all bring out all types of construction tools. Like, how are you still alive?
Just like, I didn't know they could make that noise, like the sounds that these machines make.
Yeah, oh, you use one?
Like,
no. You brush your teeth a lot.
Oh my God.
Anyway, y'all, up next, we have a What the Fashion Baby featuring an angry Pete Flamingo just sashaying onto the basketball court. Uh-uh. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
What the Fashion.
That's right, honey. And this girl, honey, is a mess. Brad, who is this woman?
Well, Gary, she's Louisiana State University women's basketball coach Kim Mulkey. Now, during the Sweet 16 round of the NCAA Women's Tournament, she strutted her stuff courtside in this pink feather number. So what do y'all think of this peacock? Flamingo.
She looks like my mom upset with me on Easter Sunday.
I was going to say that. It's giving very much white one on Easter.
Baby, she is giving it.
No, she is not, Gary.
She is giving it well.
I love that. Because, I mean, she's very eclectic, first of all, because she's giving you, baby, honey, like a nice spring day, honey, with that jacket.
I think it's also the photo of her looking mad makes it hilarious. Like, if she was just sitting, like, courtside, just, like, posing or something, we might all be like, oh, slay.
This bitch is giving a live-action Angry Bird.
Yeah, very much.
You know, with the feathers and the wings.
Y'all don't know fashion, honey.
This ain't fashion.
At all.
She glued them on. She went to Michael's. One of the fabric shops and glued this on this jacket.
Yeah. What is that, tulle and feathers?
I don't know.
Together?
Yes, honey. That's Miss Mulkey, baby. She's giving it, bitch,
that
honey.
That is awful.
That's how you give it, baby, for a basketball game, honey.
Also, I just want to know if she won that game that night, because you can't dress like that and lose.
Oh, and make that face.
Yeah. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.